Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the Gospel reading, particularly picking up on verse 19 in that Gospel. Mary treasured all those words and pondered them in her heart. Let's pray. Gracious God, I thank you for your presence with us this morning, and may your Holy Spirit open our ears to hear your word and our hearts to receive your word. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was growing up, I had a favourite tree I liked to climb. It was quite a tall tree, and I would climb there. It was my place to get away from everything, to watch the world go by, even though there was not a lot of world going by where I lived. It was a pretty quiet neighbourhood. But I like to sit there and to think about life, to ponder, to wonder about what I'd be doing when I was grown up, when I was an adult, and never in my wildest dreams did I imagine I'd be standing here in the Lutheran Cathedral in 2019 proclaiming God's word. It didn't cross my mind. But now as I get older, I seem to have less and less time to ponder, to dream, to reflect. I seem to be being pushed and pulled this way and that, just struggling to keep up with life and the demands of life. And so Christmas comes and goes, and one year melds into the next, and before we know it, the Easter eggs are on the supermarket shelves, they probably already are. So perhaps more than ever we need to take time to stop. To stop and reflect. To ponder. For unless we do that, Christmas will be just like last year. Christmas will come and go. In fact, for most of the world, Christmas has already come and gone. It was done when the presents were opened and all the shrimp were eaten. And when the Boxing Day sales happened, that was Christmas done for another year. But in the church, the Christmas season still goes on. In fact, this is why I like this reading in the Gospel. That's set down for New Year's Day. We naturally want to rush into the new year. We want to make our plans. But this reading reminds us that we are still in the Christmas season. Christmas is not over yet. And perhaps then if we were to think about that a bit longer, if we were to ponder this story about the baby in a manger, we might wonder, what happened to that baby? Why do we even tell the story year after year? This morning I hope that you will take time to ponder. Do it even as the sermon's being preached. Daydream, wander off, a word might strike you. Just as Mary did that first Christmas. I hardly think it was any less hectic for Mary and Joseph then. Bethlehem packed full of tourists, a noisy stable full of animals, and then the cry of a newborn baby. And then the shepherds arrive, excited, needing to tell their story. They've just been visited by angels proclaiming and praising God, proclaiming the birth of Messiah. No wonder they were excited. And then here he is in the flesh, the baby that the angel had spoken about, wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And in the midst of all this commotion, in the hustle and bustle and the babbling of voices there sat Mary. And Mary listened. She listened to what the excited shepherds were saying. She listened and she thought about everything that had happened to her. And she treasured all those things in her heart. The words of the angel Gabriel. Her visit to her cousin Elizabeth. The journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. The fantastic story that the shepherds were telling. And now her own baby. Just as Gabriel had said, just as the shepherds had said, just as God had promised. And Mary treasured all those things, and she stored them away in her heart. And I'm sure as her son grew, there were many times that she reflected again on the events of that night. I'm sure there were many times where she pulled out those treasures again from her heart. I'm sure there were many times when she imagined it was all just a dream. And probably times when she wished it was all just a dream. Like when she stood at the foot of the cross, her son hanging there, dying, crucified. When her heart must have been torn with pain, when her mind must have been in turmoil. And at those moments, all she had left were those treasures in her heart. The promises of God. You will bear a son and you'll name him Jesus. That name means God saves. As you reflect again on the Christmas story, I wonder, are there still treasures there for you? Or has the Christmas story become just another part of our disposable society? We hear it and we discard it quickly. What are the treasures that are still there for you? What will you ponder in your heart and take with you into this new year? There's a baby in a manger. His name is Jesus. Is he a treasure in your heart? He's the Messiah, after all. The Saviour of our world, your Saviour. This is God. God become a human being. And God became a human being so that he could get to know you personally. So he wouldn't simply be a stranger, someone out there somewhere, but so that he could be close. So close he could be someone you could share your life with. God became a human being so he could experience what we experience. So he could suffer the consequences of sin that we suffer. So that he could go to the cross with our sin so that his death would defeat death for us. So that means that when we are in trouble, Jesus is there for us. When we are lonely, Jesus is there. When we're joyful, Jesus is there. When we're simply cruising along, Jesus is there. When we are discouraged, Jesus is there. Jesus is walking the same road, treading the same paths that we tread each year, going with us in our life. He comes to us to make a difference to us. Not this, so the same old would happen year after year. He's there to give us comfort. He's there to help us to grow as people. He's there to offer us forgiveness, to grant us that forgiveness from God. He's there to make our lives full of meaning and purpose, and He's there to save us. Surely that's worth hanging on to. Surely that's worth taking some time to ponder. Surely that's worth treasuring in your heart. Here is God coming to you, offering Himself to you. You don't have to try to get His attention. You don't have to be a certain type of person. In fact, you don't have to do anything. Stop, reflect, ponder, receive. Just as Mary did. The celebration of Christmas seems comes and goes in the blink of an eye. But when the celebration has passed, the gift of Christmas is still with us. He's always with us. Treasure Jesus in your heart. Take the gift of Christmas with you into this new year. Take time to dream again. Take time to reflect on where God has brought you thus far. Take time to look ahead with hope. Because no matter what else this new year brings, it brings Jesus to you, for you, with you. Treasure Him. Amen.